Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. This evening, the air date of this episode is January 12th in the year 2021. We're on here at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, and 9 p.m. in the East. Tonight's episode, ladies and gentlemen, is Chaos, Hypocrisy, and Double Standards. And we will be discussing the current events in regard to Trump's exciting mayhem, hatred, confusion, destruction, hysteria, craziness, hoaxes, lies, truths, on lies, and on and on and on. And included what we will be discussing tonight will be the question if Trump could be criminally liable for these actions, because they had four people that were killed there at the U.S. Capitol there. And then also, too, we're going to be discussing later on tonight a little bit about the Declaration of Independence. And then also, too, we're going to talk a little bit about what Will Biden and Kamala Lock 'em Up Harris to do, you know, while in office. So the show is uncensored. For those 18 years of age, and please give us a call with your comments, questions, and concerns at area code 516-418-5996 and press 1. And I see we got a caller here out of the Mile High City. out of the 720 area code. Greetings there to you there, 720. How you doing this evening?
Hey, peace and black empowerment.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Most definitely, Brother Chay. So what's going on with you, man? And what is your feedback on this right here, what happened there in Washington with the hypocrisy of this shit? Is because we do know if black people went up there and did that on an organized basis, you know, they would have been slaughtered, bombed even, you know what I'm saying, full presence and whatnot. And then, of course, you know, we already know from history over 50 years ago that when the Black Panther Party tried to exercise this constitutional right about the Second Amendment in Sacramento, they banned the Second Amendment rights here in California. Plus, that there, then they became the subject of the illegal practices of the counterintelligence program of the FBI under by John Edgar Hoover. So me personally, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I'm really enjoying what's happening with this bullshit going on is because you're looking at the hypocrisy of the situation. Then also, too, with the feedback on it that I'm getting is that, you know, they're making some arrests. Also, too, you know, they got a couple of police officers engaging some of the Capitol cops themselves are being investigated. And then some mainstream media that what I'm getting back is that a lot of these people got military backgrounds. And then looking over the shit that's been happening in the U.S., you know, the last 6 months, you know, with the election included, with this bullshit that there had happened there. Where they bum rushed the U.S. Capitol and what have you. But my question is this, and I believe Dr. Newton had mentioned this here in his work about the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence that says that the people have a right to change the government when the government goes whack and they have the right to a well-armed militia. So the question is, okay, did these people exercise their rights according to the Constitution, or did they go out here and like what they're trying to hit Trump with, you know, and inciting a riot and what have you? Okay, we're going to go here to the comments. Yeah, we do see 773 right there. We'll be bringing them in. We do see 757. We'll be bringing them in and what have you. But just go in there and drop a little bit of knowledge on that there, Brother Che, and what's going on with it.
All right, well, first off, Happy New Year. Good to be back with the family. Far as what happened on Wednesday, that was racism, white supremacy, as usual. That was white supremacy in full effect, white privilege
right.
in full effect. Power,
right.
That was power in full effect. See, what black people need to
right.
understand is power is not given, it is taken. And what the white supremacist
Absolutely.
Display last Wednesday was exactly that, power. And the laws
yes,
don't apply to them. The laws apply to us. So whatever they did, they're justified in doing it because the laws don't apply to them. And as you said
right.
about the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, when
yes,
the
sir.
Government becomes tyrannical, it is the duty of the people to, you know, fight against that. And that's what the, that's what they did. They,
okay.
So
okay.
that sense, they were
now.
In the right because we've seen, despite
mm-hmm.
mainstream media attempts to silence it, that there was
right.
massive voter fraud in this past election. And
right.
they went out of their way to, you know, silence that. First they kept saying, oh, there's no evidence of it. Then they said there's no hard evidence of it. Then they said there's no
mm-hmm.
substantial evidence of it. They just kept switching up. So it's like either there, was,
right.
either there was fraud or there wasn't fraud. And why are y'all going
right.
out of your way to the man that is supposed to be leaving office in less than 10
right.
days?
Exactly.
So,
now,
look,
my question is...
Can I just say something right quick? I'm just
yeah,
saying
go right
that, in my opinion, I'm saying that it gave us an open door. An open door. Because now it's time for us to take over. They have no choice but now to give our reparations. And then on top of that, it's an open door for us to do what we need to do as far as our people.
You're right. I mean, you know, you get no argument from me on that because, like I said, you know, when we wrote up the bulletin and also, too, Brother Chaz, you know, man, we ain't got time to be worried about these other groups. They can go out there and hold their own motherfucking nuts because we black family are in a state of emergency. And
that's
with this
right,
bullshit
baby.
Going on,
that's
pandemic,
right.
Hemdemic, con game, demic, Silicon Valley, and this bullshit, and these monstrous-ass diabolical vaccines and all that. No. Ain't nobody going to take care of us black family except us. It's because we all we got. And that's real.
Period.
Shut the fuck out.
So we should utilize this opportunity, just like they sitting around there talking about, they're going to do some more shit around here, because I do live in D.C., and they're going to talk about it. Let them do it. Let them do it. We want them motherfucking politicians out there anyway. We want them out of there, because we need our own politicians in there. We need our own brothers and sisters. Take them out, motherfuckers. Take them out.
Okay, but sister, but the thing is, though, that you have black politicians in there, and I'm sure Brother Trey will agree with me because him and I have had many discussions on it, but these black-ass politicians that I know of in the last 50 years, they kumbaya, they sell out, they get on the coon train, they don't do shit for the black community on a collective basis. You see what I mean? Because for some odd reason, you know, they believe that for us to get ahead is to be all inclusive with these other groups, you see. And we're looking at the fact and history has shown us again and again and again of how we contributed to the gross domestic product of the United States of America and every other motherfucking group that didn't pay up of our labor. I swear to our innovation and our ideas or what have you, and we ain't. Something is very, very fucking wrong with that equation. See, that's what's up with that. But then, you know, these court appointers that he had, these people he appointed to the Supreme Court and whatever bullshit that they came up with, they're going against him, that ragged-ass motherfucker Mitch McConnell, or he's going against Trump, or the Boy Pence, they want him to...
Damn, they didn't kill Mitch McConnell?
That's the one that told us all reparations was Obama.
Exactly. And him, you know, with a hardline, you know, right wing conservative ass Republicans like Lindsey Graham, Robert Byrd, and all that old type of shit, you know, when he was alive and all that. Because you see, black family, our youth has been dumbing down of what the fuck has really been going down, okay? Now, I'm not talking about shit that I read. I ain't talking about shit that I heard. I'm talking about what the fuck I lived through and I witnessed. The first damn thing is our family unit, okay? We got to get the strong black male back in the home to raise our sons to be of a female instead of just a feminized, transgender, trans-confused, trans-pan, trans-what-the-fuck-ever agenda. Yeah, see, that's bullshit. See, because it's up to us, as the minister told us over 50 years ago. Minister Malcolm X told us it's up to us to stand up to be men, and we will not be respected as men until we protect our women. You see what I'm saying? He made that very, very point. The former, the heavyweight champ, Muhammad Ali, in his heyday, when
well,
he was
I
out
like
there.
The part about
life.
Protecting the woman.
Sister, please let me finish. Okay, and then when you saw Ali, you know, off in his public imagery, he always had a black woman with him. He always had a sister on his arm. You see what I'm saying? Kept a very, very clean man image and talked about the bullshit that was going down when it was going down. Say, you know, just like what Dr. Frances Corse Wilson said off in her writings and books, how they're going to deprogram us to go ahead with this false, raggedy-ass narrative and perpetuate it amongst ourselves and not even realize it, lies in it. I mean, look at the lyrics of some of the rap music. Say, shit's the great. You don't hear these other race of group of people saying that shit about themselves, doing the same type of what do they call that, Brother Che? Genre, same type of music type.
Genre.
You know, yeah, yes, sir. You know, it's because, you know, you constantly hear with the black rappers, the N-word, the B-I word, and all that. But these OTV groups, when they rap, you don't hear them saying shit like that about themselves.
Mm-mm.
feel me? And then look at the imagery that they got at the black male today, like how you and I discussed before. These Hollywood celebrities, Billy Porter and them, you know, going down there wearing dresses and all this old type of shit. You feel what I mean? Transhuman.
Right.
Well, you ain't saying nothing about Mayweather and his mailbag.
Well, sister, if you know something about Mayweather and his mailbag, drop knowledge. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
yes. Look at his line. He got the mailbag. He wears the mailbag.
Well, but like I said, is that, you know, the narrative, you know, that I've been about, it's about us, you know, becoming self-sufficient and also to training our youth so that they become self-sufficient, because in this high tech information 5G age, you know, information is going to go being much, much faster, all at the speed of light. You see? All that. So we got to.
Well, I want you to ask Mayweather, why are you carrying around a pocketbook?
Well, only thing I can say about that is this, ma'am, is that whatever what Mayweather's doing right now with his pocketbook, I think that there's kind of like a semi-low priority considering the fact that you got all these crazy-ass, armed-ass white folks with these damn guns and shit, you know, bum-rushing these state capitals. See, they did it in California. They did it at the U.S. Capitol. I see some shit here on mainstream media. The FBI says they expected motherfuckers to do this shit here in all the state capitals. Say,
well, I say, fuck them motherfucking crackers. Let them motherfucking cave dwellers do what they do. And I say that go ahead and do what you ask as long as you don't come in my neighborhood. Go up there with them motherfuckers. You want to beat them motherfuckers? You want to beat Pelosi? You want to beat all them? Beat them! Beat them, because they deserve to get beat. Matter of fact, when you beat somebody, beat motherfucking Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, too.
Yeah, well, you know, as you see down through history in the last 50 years, you know, constantly voting, you know, for these Democrats and what have you, or these, main parties, you know, really is not benefiting. There's anything, you know, is countermanding, you know, our progress right there. You see what I'm saying?
And then that's also some bullshit right there, because you have to understand that we as black people, even though we voted back in the day, we were never Democrats. We was acting Republican. Let's go back in history and look at history, how it went. The first congressman came out of what? Georgia? Or was it Mississippi? Alabama? Goddamn New Orleans? We came from the South.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. We came from the South. Mm-hmm. We came from the motherfucking South. We also came all the way. They have an area of South Carolina a cracker cannot walk into. You cannot walk into. Don't forget about goddamn Savannah.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay. Hold on, thought there, sister.
Plantations. You drive up Route 5 coming out of Williamsburg, going into Richmond. All you see is motherfucking plantations. The first revolt came out of Virginia.
Okay, we got a caller here at the 773 area code with the last 4-2-5-2-2. Yeah, you press 1. Yeah, where are you calling from, and what's your name, and what's your comments, questions, and concerns?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
773.
Yeah, I just came on a call to listen. This is Juanita, better known as Portraits Madam X. And
okay.
I'm just listening in for the first time. This is my first time listening to your show. I think I talked to you the other day. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just listening.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Everything sounds good.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, absolutely.
I don't have any concerns or anything. I agree with everything that you're saying about what's going on at the White House. Yes. And I also agree with my sister that it is our time. It's our time to organize, our time to, right, you know, stop procrastinating and unify. And we all know what we need to do, and we all know that this was a wake-up call. So, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It's time.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. See? And then not to mention the fact that you saw what he did, you know, and like he said, when he was running for president the first time, and this dude made the comment that you got a lot of stupid people in politics. His election went on and improved it, and then they was all supporting this dude. And it's kind of like this cat here fell apart, and, you know, he had a high turnover rate off of his administration and what have you. Okay, but hold on to that thought, ma'am, and thank you for calling in. Okay, we got another caller here, 720-LAST-4053. You press 1, your mic's unmuted. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Denver, Colorado, the Mile High Income City. This is Chairman Sekou.
Oh, hey, greetings, Chairman. Yeah, drop knowledge, Chairman. How you be this evening, man? It's always a pleasure.
Grand rising, brother. Grand rising, Sekou. Grand rising.
Hey, what's happening, sweetheart? How you doing?
I'm well.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about, you know what it's all about, hanging a motherfucking cracker. You know it's all about that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And thank you for being there and sharing what you shared, and also for the sister who's a first-time caller. Thank you for tuning in. One of the things that's important when we do these kind of podcasts is that we got to pass the word on so others can get access and be exposed to another way of thinking and looking at things. And,
oh, yes, sir.
This becomes very important because there has already happened a paradigm shift amongst our people. We are not the folks that we were in the 60s. We are not the folks that we were in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s.
Right.
We have a new generation that has a different thought that is less compromising, more committed, and are trained militarily. They have no problem in this generation of picking up the gun. No problem.
Right.
And so the struggle now is to enroll our people into the idea that was different than what it was in the earlier times that we just mentioned. There was a thought of, I'm willing to die for my people and the liberation of our next generation. And
right,
that is a defensive mode of addressing your oppressor. And one of the things
right,
we understand is that we are in a declared war territory that's controlled.
Oh, yes, sir. That's why I would say, Chairman, a state of emergency.
Yes, and it is controlled by our enemies, both inside our camp and outside our camp. And
yes, sir.
In order to go heads up with an organization, you have to have an equal to or greater organization in order to win. Ain't no sense in going on no suicide mission for the glory, for the hero worshiping, and all of that. Them days is over. See, that's not going to free us. All
right?
Well,
right.
Can I just say this right quick? Just like that gentleman that was sitting over there with the Socialist Party and Shabaka, tell him the name of that other party over there. He's sitting over there. He got people or whatever. You can't be a member of this whenever you come apart. But the thing is, we have to what? Not beg, I'm not going to beg nobody to give me nothing because my ancestors already done put the blood and sweat in there. And he's sitting up there so surprised, and they made me go through a whole interview. I sent me questions. I had to go through all this stuff. And then when I get down to the motherfucking seven questions, they say, well, you can't be affiliated with that. You got, who the fuck do you think you are? Because last time I checked, the black man was God and the black woman was God. Well, who can I not be affiliated with? What's his name, Shabaka? Shabaka, who's that chairman? Who's that chairman?
Okay, you speaking of Chairman Yasha Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay, so now what we have to do, for real, ourselves permission to kill our enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Not die for it, kill for it. See?
Right.
And the one thing you saw on Wednesday was folks, white folks, who were willing to die for it and not kill for it.
Mm-hmm.
People got killed, killed accidentally. And the ones who got killed were unarmed. All right? And they've blown this thing up to look, make it appear as if it's something that is not. All it was a probing military exercise to see what could happen if you did 1, 2, 3, A, B, C. That's
commonly referred to.
And when they were told, when they were told to go home, stand down, they did that. That's organization.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Organization. And you had very few people who were actually arrested. Very few.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea was, let's just see what the reaction is for the masses of the people. Now, there was a book that was written by a former CIA analyst called Disaster Capitalism, where they create these kind of activities, all right, create fear, and then the people come to the people who created the bullshit to solve the bullshit. That's the game that they're playing, all right?
Okay.
Now, when you are in a position to go heads up with the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and all of that, heads up, and you're going to have to do it in a way that's very creative, like the Vietnamese people and the Viet Cong. And that struggle was a 25-year, everyday struggle. Not weekend warriors, not every 6 months, not every 3 months. That was every day. They were killing United States soldiers. The struggle is not with the political organizations of the Democrats and Republicans. Can you militarily go heads up with them every day for a long period of time, a protracted revolutionary struggle, and we ain't even attempted that shit yet? Now, we can go war heads up for our enemy during the Civil War and kill his enemy, but we've never done it for ourselves. Never. And we glorify Negroes who've done it for the enemy and ain't did shit for their people. That Tuskegee bullshit, you killed Hitler's motherfuckers, but when you came back home, they lynched your ass on the goddamn train, and you never dropped a bomb on their Pecklewood in Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, none of that shit where you niggas came from. We glorify the most ridiculous shit and make them niggas appear that they something that they're not. They are traitors to their people. If you can't do it for black people and you do it for other motherfuckers, you ain't about shit. Nothing.
Right.
Not a motherfucking thing.
Yes, preach, brother, preach.
So
preach.
What we have to do, seriously, and this is one of the caveats that's involved, our people need to belong to an organization. I don't give a fuck which one it is, because no organization, even if it's a bad organization, it's better than not having shit at all. Because in
organization,
you learn skills. You learn skills. You learn discipline, all right? Simple shit like, nigga, can you come to the goddamn meeting on time, motherfucker? Because if you miss your
right.
assignment in Revolutionary War, you can get everybody killed. That's on assignment.
Exactly.
By being late, nigga.
Exactly.
Simple shit
That's
like that. All right?
Exactly.
Simple shit like if you say you're going to do a thing, you best be believing you better do it. Otherwise, don't say shit. Don't say shit.
Right.
See, and have some integrity about if you ain't about nothing, then you ain't got shit to say about something. See? Just sit
right.
there and shut the fuck up. Because we don't know how to do that.
Right.
We can't have a goddamn meeting. If it ain't but 10 niggas and everybody trying to talk at the same time and you can't understand a goddamn thing that's being said. What
exactly.
the fuck is that all about? See? What the
exactly.
fuck is... You can't listen, nigga, but you want to talk. You know what I'm saying? But you can't let a motherfucker
yeah.
complete a goddamn sentence before you get in the goddamn game. How the fuck are we going to organize a strategy for liberation if we don't even know how to listen to learn and learn how to motherfucking listen, nigga? Because the nigga that
mm-hmm.
might be talking might be the police, nigga. Or the nigga listening might be the police. You need to be paying attention, nigga, and have the discipline to
right.
learn and listen. Listen to learn. Little simple things like that. Little simple
and then,
you know what I mean? And if you can't get to that's
two.
What you learn in organization of how to have a motherfucking meeting that ain't a bunch of bullshit and chaos and confusion. And we ain't even got to that yet. And the truth is, statistically, less than 3% of African people in this country belong to a goddamn organization, which means 97% of us don't belong to no kind of organized, disciplined structure. And until
right.
we get to that, we can stop all of this bullshit. See what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
the opportunities are always going to be there. But now, are you ready to seize the goddamn time? And the answer, honestly, is hell motherfucking no. We're not
right.
ready. And we
exactly.
can get ready, but we've got to push the narrative where there is a consistent message, a simple message that folks can wrap their brain around and then move forward in a concerted effort to do the work. That's it. Do the
right.
work. We don't need no more intellectuals. We don't need no more scholars. The
right.
blueprints have already been laid out by the ancestors, the plans, the mistakes,
right.
the this, the that, the history. All of that is
right.
there. But we have never, as a group, studied that. Never. And we have never, as a group, studied those who have whooped the Peckerwood's ass in our generation.
Right.
How many have looked up
exactly.
the history of the Vietnam people to understand how you whoop a motherfucker's ass and put the most powerful superpower at your goddamn house? We don't
mm-hmm.
even consider that worthy. Most motherfuckers don't even know where the fuck Vietnam is. But they
right.
had Kim folks who died over there in that shit, didn't know what the
yep.
fuck they was doing there, and once they found out, because they had no understanding of where the fuck they was at, they couldn't even get out the motherfucker. Couldn't find their
exactly.
ass to the
That's
bus station
yeah.
to get the fuck out of there. And so they got caught up. But the humanity of the Vietnamese people is they knew our history. So when they came to a brother and said, look, this is not your war, go home, he
That's
has an
right.
understanding of who the fuck you are.
Exactly.
He's not willing to shed your blood.
Did what he
at
did
that moment,
then,
he's
going to
give you a pass. But after so many goddamn
yeah.
passes and niggas ignoring the warning, they start killing niggas too because it's all about the uniform now, motherfucker. If you're killing mine, nigga, I don't give a fuck. You have made a choice.
Right.
You have gotten in the camps of the enemy. And therefore, there'll be no passes. There'll be no more mercy, motherfucker, because I done told you. I done showed you. I done killed everybody in your platoon but you. And then you got the audacity to pick up the gun and go kill my mama, my daddy, and my village and massacre
right.
old men, women, and children and feel good
the
about that
massacre.
Shit?
Lieutenant
See?
William Callis,
so,
the Me Lion Massacre.
So
yes,
study,
sir, Chairman.
Study, 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 study. We have
yes,
to
sir,
study
absolutely correct.
Our enemy. We have to study the folks who defeated our enemy, and those are our allies. Not a bunch of faggots, who come for the bag money and the lifestyle and to bend over and fuck each other in the ass and feel good about it.
Right.
Not these feminist motherfuckers who think their gender qualifies them to run shit. Kamala Harris is a bitch that don't need to be running shit.
You right.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah,
so gender doesn't qualify you. Your age don't qualify you. I don't give a fuck how old your ass is. Even if you can't see, you can at least load the gun for a motherfucker that can see.
Exactly.
And feed the goddamn machine gun so everybody plays a role, and even the children in Vietnam were carrying hand grenades in their diapers and then handing that shit off and blowing motherfuckers up at the restaurant.
Yeah, that's real talk.
So everybody was engaged. And so I'm going to close with this.
Yep.
For real.
Yes, sir.
Individual must sacrifice for the family. And the family must sacrifice for the village community. And the village community must sacrifice for the nation, something that's bigger and greater than themselves. And for our liberation and unity, we must be willing to sacrifice every man, woman, and child. Period. Ready for the revolution.
That's interesting, generals, because we're studying that I've done, you know, over the course of my lifetime. When the heavyweight champion had said back in 1967 that a lot of our youth don't know about that, hey, the Vietnamese ain't never called me a nigga or bomb our church or raped our woman or killed our babies. He said, this is the information they don't want our youth to have. Now, when the Black Panthers did their thing in the mid-1960s when they first formed the organization, they were going semi-militaristic. And they did have a lot of the brethren, you know, who had, was coming back from Vietnam and what happened, you know, because that was back in the days when people were getting drafted for that. Then it was feeding the kids, trying to make the community self-sufficient. And we as a people, Black family, are in a state of emergency, not so much in the diaspora, but also on the continent, throughout the whole universal Black family, that we are in a state of emergency. I mean, look at these crazy-ass motherfuckers, what they're doing. I mean, really.
That's real talk.
Yeah. You see? And then also, too, they're talking this shit about, you know, that on Inauguration Day, they're supposed to be having some more shit going down. And like I said, you know, everybody's surprised at Trump and all that. That motherfucker there is a businessman making his money, you know what I mean? And you still got these kumbaya-ass, black-ass politicians that's selling us down the damn toilet that still can't see the fucking light. The cognitive dissonance Black families and motherfucker we got. But as Dr. Marimba Ani said, that with the damage being so great, it's going to take a long time to heal, and the healing will be painful. And this is what we're seeing in this time. Now, getting on this vaccine and this pandemic, also, too, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhances, also, too, the West Coast correspondent for Mile High News. Definitely check out Mile High News on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. Check out Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on Blog Talk Radio. And definitely check out the like page on Facebook or Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And you can follow us on Twitter at Shabaka Capital EXP. Is that what we definitely have to deal with now, Black family? It's like what's going on with Unity Community. We have to do for ourselves, run it for ourselves, and then we got to get away from these motherfuckers. I mean, because, I mean, look at the self-destruction they're doing to themselves. We don't have to go right down the toilet with them. You see? This is why we got to embrace the ways of our ancestors. You see? Just like over there at Defermory Park at the 50th anniversary when they dedicated that grove to little Bobby Hutt. Young man lost his life. You know, spilled blood. So, and this is what we got to do on a collective. See, instead of these bourgeoisie-ass sellout black-ass politicians, you know, and as Brother Chase said it so well, these Sambo Ramble-ass Negroes, leading us down the toilet. We need some fucking tantrums. We need land. We have to educate our, get our children up under their public indoctrination things. Have them study, you know, science, you know, technology, you know, economics, mathematics. They should build their own goddamn infrastructure. They say, because we're going to need the resources to fight the enemy, you know, as Chairman Sekou, you know, so well laid it out. And that's real talk. That's real fucking talk. Say, you know, motherfuckers is busy wasting time following this stupid ass shit on social media and all these confused ass motherfuckers and all that. Better wake up and smell a goddamn coffee. Say, and then also too, black families, we all know of how a lot of the knowledge that they try to erase from our youth, and when I'm saying our youth, you know, I'm talking, you know, to those, you know, who were born in the 70s and in the 80s. A lot of the information of our people's struggle in history from the 60s and 70s, they did omit, you know, from historical files or what have you. Then it got put a twist on it. And I try to, you know, recall from memory, you know, of what I've lived through. Because I'm talking about shit that I've lived through. You know, General Sekou said about Vietnam, how fucked up that was for black men, how we made up the majority of the motherfuckers on the front line, the killer. So you damn right the heavyweight champion told white America to kiss his ass in 1967. And they hated him for it. The more white America hated that man, the more we loved him. Say, this is the information they don't want our youth having of themselves. And as Brother Che had stated, you know, so well, you know, his generation need our generation to pass down the right knowledge to them. See, because as you know, Chairman Sekou and a lot of our scholars out there know as well too, a lot of traditions we had were through oral translations from the Griots. And the Griot spent his whole life, you know, memorizing, you know, the people's history of the nation, of the families of that nation, of the tribes, which is part of the village. You see what I'm saying? That made up the nation. Say, you know, how we gave the world engineering, mathematics. They want to sit up here and tell you that some faggot-ass motherfucker came from Greece changing the name of every damn thing. Discovered it. Now, I mean, how the fuck you going to discover something that's already there when your ass got there? How the fuck you discover?
That's real talk. That's real talk, brother. The focus has to, but
yeah,
the focus, my brother.
Come on, Chairman. Yeah, come on, Chairman.
The focus, again. The focus has to be on overthrowing the United States government, which is a corporation. Once you overthrow the government, you get the land. You get the banks. Mm-hmm. You get the Federal Reserve. You get the educational institutions. You get it all, Jack. You get it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then you solidify it
yep.
with the military. So that if a motherfucker's
yep.
got a problem with anything that you're doing, you march his ass out to the backyard and you put a bullet hole in his ass, bury his ass 8 feet deep, and then shoot up the grave so the spirit don't rise. But you get it all. But you have to focus on the all. Not the little itty bitty crumb bait bullshit.
Right.
You create a school, but you don't control the land. You don't control the military. They can shut the fucking school down. And you can't
right.
do shit. You can't do shit because
right.
you don't have the ability to go heads up with the police to stop
mm-hmm.
them from coming in there and carting all you motherfuckers out of there. So we fight for land. We fight for power. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else is a distraction. Once you
mm-hmm.
get land, you get the power, you get the resources,
right.
because it's all rooted
right.
on the ground. All of it, everything
yeah.
we talk about, schools, hospitals, businesses, all got to be rooted on the ground. Even if it's on
right.
a barrel, you got to have somewhere to plug the shit into the wall to get access to the circuitry. That's land.
Right.
That's land.
You're right.
See? it's rooted in the land. If you ain't got no land, you ain't no citizen of that country. If you ain't got no land, you ain't got no house. You ain't got no house. You ain't got nowhere to cover your ass. Even the bird has a nest, and we don't have the sense to build a goddamn house. Come on, nigga. Bird brain motherfucker.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
see, what are you doing here?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing here?
Well,
even the ducks
well,
got
see,
sense enough to go in the wintertime south. Your motherfucking ass don't have enough sense. After you was released out of slavery, you spent 500 fucking years hanging out with the goddamn kidnapper. What the fuck is wrong with you? You're free, but you want to hang out and identify with your oppressor, with the kidnapper, and you don't want to go nowhere?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? See, these are this is the mental lockdown that we've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
This is the traumatization, see? And you've got to do the education, not for debating, but to educate, see?
Right.
Educate. See, I'm not sitting around here arguing about folks about this or that, splitting pubic hairs about history and what date, what time, the doody-doody-woody-woody, none of that. It is what it is because what was past has not been resolved, so now it becomes your present and the possibility of your future.
Right.
See? So you have to be focused. Your message has to be clear. It has to be simple. All right? The identity question has to be resolved. We got folks are still confused about who we are. And when we finally pushed the question of Africa and Africans in this country, folks came along and put a dash on that with American. But now you have British from Britain, Spain, people from Spain, Spaniards from Spain. But now you tell me, where the fuck is African-American land, nigga, on the planet? Where is it?
Right.
It don't exist. But you're calling your ass shit that don't exist. What land is African-American land? Where the fuck is that?
Right.
So either you are committed and dedicated to Africa or you're committed to America. Ain't no in-between.
Right.
You're either Africans who are born in America, Africans who born in Africa, Africans who born in Europe, but your allegiance is to your house first.
Right.
And the rest of it is just add on bullshit in terms of location. But we got to be clear, but the message has to be that precise so that motherfuckers can't weasel out of shit and distract shit and keep folks confused because confusion is a enemy of the revolution. We see clarity, crystal clear clarity, which means we got to get to washing our own windows because our windows are so dirty, we can't even see ourselves. And then we open up our mouth and say some of the most ridiculous shit and feel good about it. And then get on mass media, social media, and regurgitate that bullshit, and that's the work that you're doing for the enemy, creating confusion, and niggas do that freely. Freely. Freely.
Yeah.
If you're going to do police work, at least get a check, motherfucker. Don't do that shit for free. You know what I mean? We got a lot of niggas that are volunteer police cadets who do the work for the police and don't even know what they're doing. That's how stupid this shit is, and then we listen to that shit, then we repeat that shit, and then after you repeat a story over and over again, Hitler said, the bigger the lie, the more believable.
Yeah, that's what this boy Goebbels was about, his propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels. He's the one that wrote all that bullshit. And look what
but
he
see,
did.
Propaganda is having a clear, concise message that seeks a particular outcome. That's it. There's no bad propaganda. There's no good propaganda. It's messaging. That's all it is.
Indeed.
To get folks on point, on code, and we got a million codes out here that are contradicting to each other. And we don't even want to sit down and have a discussion around the code. because we don't want to offend nobody with the truth. So Malcolm said, I'll tell you the truth whether you like it or not, and shame the goddamn devil.
He did, you know. Paid the awesome price for it, too, but he knew he was a dead man anyway, just like Dr. Newton when he told him.
Listen, we were born, listen, we were born to die, so the easiest thing to do is die, nigga. You're going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
Now the question becomes, die for what?
Right. Right.
What the fuck are you dying for? You're going to die anyway. So since you're going to die anyway, you might as well kill the motherfucker that's trying to kill you, so at least you have a prolonged possibility of maybe another day sucking air.
Yeah.
But revolution is for people who want it, who have a burning desire to be liberated and free, not for motherfuckers who need it. The needy motherfucker is the bed bug motherfucker trying to get something for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck all that needy
now
shit.
Let me ask you this.
Fuck all of that needy shit.
This.
I'm not going to do this for you. I will do this with you, but I am not going to do this for you. Fuck you. You don't want it? Go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Go fuck yourself. As Rap Brown said, die, nigga, die, so the free African can be alive and live. Then a lot of niggas going to die. A lot of niggas is going to die. And rightly so, because they're already dead anyway, so let the sleeping dog lie. Do not wake up the dead motherfuckers. This is not Michael Jackson's Thriller motherfucker. And that's the way it rolls, baby, with no sentimentality. It is what it is, and the truth don't give a fuck how you feel about it. It is what it is, and your feelings, your emotions ain't going to change a goddamn thing. It's going to do what the fuck it's going to do.
Yeah.
And so there's a pruning process that we have to go through. There's a vetting process that we got to go through so we know who's friend or foe inside our own camp.
Oh, absolutely.
So a purge got to go down. The purge has got to go down, and it's not primary because our people are medically sick. They're sick, medically sick. Terrorized, traumatized, post-traumatic slave syndrome, da-da-da-da, on and that. And so there's no honor in killing sick motherfuckers. There's no honor in that. There's no honor in beating up on handicapped motherfuckers. That's no courage.
Hell
no,
man. Just like, man. And then to prove your point even further, Chairman, a while back, man, I saw a damn video, man, where the damn police shot a brother in a damn wheelchair. I mean, they're going to put over 15 bullets in the man in the goddamn wheelchair.
So
in the wheelchair.
When you get in your wheelchair, you better lock and load, put something on that blanket, niggas. Because they don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. So why the fuck would you go out there expecting them to care? Because you in a fucking wheelchair, nigga?
Yeah.
For real, nigga?
Yeah.
But that had to be shown,
you know,
and we honor that brother's sacrifice because he gave a great example of who they really are. You can't get past
indeed.
That.
Yes,
so that's a lesson.
Indeed.
That's what my mama used to call a bought lesson in life. Now, do you see what's going on here?
Oh, absolutely.
See?
And then just like with this
so
goddamn
vaccine. You got to have the same idea. You have to have the same commitment that your enemy has. If he's going to kill you, kill him. Kill him.
Yeah.
Kill him. And there's no innocent bystanders.
You have a right to live.
Ain't none.
Ain't none.
You either choose to be in it or not. And so your best bet, crackers, I don't give a fuck whether you're the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, you better beat me to the punch because I'm coming for both you motherfuckers.
Exactly. Because both these motherfuckers are two heads of the same snake.
Exactly.
Straight
it
out.
Don't matter because we all belong to the same body.
Exactly. Exactly. And these motherfuckers don't mean us no good. And me personally, that I've lived through my lifetime, or earliest memories I got is like 1968. You know, black people constantly voting Democrat, Democrat, 70, 68, 72, 76, 80, 84, you know what I mean? Same shit. Motherfucking police still killing us. Abject poverty in the black community. You know, a young single mother's getting murdered by the goddamn police trying to keep the gas on like with Eula Love.
Before they kill your ass, they don't ask to see what your voter's registration card is. When they kill your ass, they don't come to see your voter's registration card. They don't give a fuck whether you vote or not.
Exactly.
So that don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? Democrats,
right.
Republicans, that shit don't mean shit to them. Nothing.
Exactly. And then to prove your point
and
even
so,
further,
it don't
Chairman,
mean nothing to them, why does it mean anything to us? Why?
Exactly. That's
why?
The hypocrisy of it. You see?
That's
and that was
the
one
programming.
Of the that
That's the hypocritical program.
Too. Yes, sir.
And we live
yes,
that.
Yes, sir. And I'm
we
glad
live
you
that.
Brought that up.
We live the duality
yes,
of the lie.
Exactly.
We live the duality of the lie. We hate
exactly.
these motherfuckers, and we love these motherfuckers at the same time.
Well, that's through the cognitive dissonance, Chairman, and then that's why I've always emphasized and pushed the narrative that why we got to get our children and our youth up out of these damn public indoctrination centers is because see, this is the first place where they learn this negative-ass behavior. And then they talk about teaching
this shit.
This is
the first time we've had the opportunity to do the homeschooling at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
now
true,
we have
too.
An opportunity.
Yeah, that,
now
yeah.
you need to seize the time. We need to seize the time.
Absolutely.
To spend time
that's
with
your
kids,
Steele
teaching
said.
Them the goddamn history.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't read,
yes,
you can't write. They'll read it and write it for your ass. No excuses.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No excuses. None.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Exactly.
So choose. Choose. You got to choose life or death. And since you're going to die
yes,
anyway,
sir.
You might as well choose life. Why not? What you got
hey,
to lose?
There it is. Yes, sir.
What
there it
lose?
Is. You know. And then also, too, Chairman, to prove your point, just to show you how savage these motherfuckers are, I went through a place in California, the place of the gold history called Placerville, California, and they got commonly referred to it as Hangtown. And now get this, black family, they got a state historical monument of a motherfucker being lynched by a window out of one of those remakes of them cowboy towns. Up there doing the gold rush. It just goes to prove just how savage and barbaric these motherfuckers was, particularly in a place called Placerville. They say, motherfucker savage back then. He was savage before that. He's savage now. Now the motherfucking thing changed about him. But you still got these brain dead, sample ramble ass Negroes sitting up there. I was the boss. Yeah, you the boss, whatever you tell me. Fuck that. Particularly in this day and age with this pandemic. Or condemning.
Period.
Or whatever.
Period.
But they do got this shit out here killing these motherfuckers and they're trying to give us this goddamn vaccine. You see?
Hey.
So, you know, Bill Gates, you and your raggedy ass bro, go take that shit, number one. Two is don't take that bullshit. Los Angeles County is the hot spot for black family of the COVID in the United States. Second hot spot is the Bay Area.
Hey,
running from the devil out here in California.
If you choose to take the vaccine, good. That's one less nigga I got to kill. If you're that fucking stupid, I have no use for you, and I don't get blamed for that when you did it to your goddamn self because you were suicidal anyway.
Right.
You're hurrying up, want to get to Jesus. So hurry up and take the shot, nigga, so you can go there. Go straight to heaven
right.
with that shit and be a great example of what don't work because they had a doctor who was a surgeon. Who took the shot 2 weeks ago and he died from
right.
taking the goddamn shot and didn't even have the COVID.
Damn.
Explain that
and
shit
the cold
to me.
Part about it is, yes, sir. And then also, too, the nurse who took the vaccine and wound up with Bell's palsy and all this other type of shit. And now, also, too, I remember going to elementary school where they wanted us to get immunizations for measles and mumps. Whooping cough and all that old type of shit, and doing studies on Margaret Sanger, a goddamn Tuskegee experiment. All this shit was fucking genocide. Using
hey,
our women
works,
for these gynecological experiments.
That's the way it works. They feed you fear, and then you respond scared and do some shit that's not logical.
Exactly.
If it's so good, for you motherfuckers, then miss me when it's that you hate me anyway. Why you want to include me in the shit? You hate me anyway.
Exactly.
Why would you want to give me some shit? I know that's bullshit.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
So go ahead and take
and then
go
it's
ahead,
coming out.
Go ahead, take the shot. Those that take the shot,
oh, yeah.
Good. Be a great example
yeah.
for the rest of us of not what we're going to do. Because we need evidence.
Exactly.
We need evidence. And if the niggas take the shot and the niggas live, then we can talk about that shit, but that might be a trick, too, to get enough motherfuckers to take it that it worked so the rest of you motherfuckers can step up like Charlie Manson and his Helter Skelter niggas. And they feed you another shot.
I remember Helter Skelter and Charlie Manson, yeah. Yeah,
that's
fuck
what's
Charles
running
Manson.
The program. That's the mad,
yeah.
mad Mac scientist, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and these motherfuckers is mad, too,
and
Jack.
And it's nothing new.
It's the mad scientist out here in that Silicon Game Valley. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Chap.
It's nothing new. We are more apt to follow
yeah.
our enemy than we are the truth. That's how you ended up with niggas in Jonestown getting fucked up behind a white savior.
Yes, sir. Teach, Chairman. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Relate Jonestown to our people. Gonna sit
yeah.
up there, follow this white preacher from San Francisco with the People's Temple, Jim Jones, goes to Guyana, takes his congregation to Guyana in the middle of the jungle, takes all their assets, passports, property, and what have you, gets discovered committing adultery, fucking all the men's wives, using narcotics, drugs, engaging in homosexuality. Then when he was discovered, then this motherfucker goes out here, commits massive suicide, have his people drinking Kool-Aid with cyanide in it.
And that's
committing
enough to piss us all off. Do you know, I was raised on Kool-Aid. Now you done fucked up Kool-Aid, motherfucker? That'll get you fucked up. I can't afford a Coke, nigga. Cost too much money. I need that Kool-Aid, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Jim Jones had something for you down there in Jonestown. That's
hey, look here, man. I was in the city county jail when they brought in Mo Layton up in that motherfucker. We fed that motherfucker strychnine in his oatmeal, and we murdered that motherfucker in jail. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but we were organized. And he had motherfuckers tasting his food. But we were organized. We were organized, and nobody got no case because we were organized. Yeah, we was organized. So you can get him. You can get him because he don't think he's got enough sense to organize himself. And that's when you win. He underestimates us all the time. And that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I want you to don't take me serious about shit.
Yeah.
Don't take me serious. I hope you don't. I hope you don't.
Yeah.
You buy into the story with the chuckle, chuckle, laughter, and all that bullshit? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm a very funny guy? Good. Good.
Yeah.
Because I got some strange fruit to feed your motherfucking ass. By any means necessary. And the name of the game is do it. Organize it strategically so that you can do it again and 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 again. There ain't no more to get.
Right.
And that's what we're facing. Because we're going to have to kill it. It's just that simple. And the more that are killed for us that we ain't got to do helps us move the ball down the court. Helps us get closer to the end zone so the next generation that comes along, all they got to do is fall for it, and it's a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Going back to tradition.
And it ain't, and it's not that complex. It's not that complex.
No, it's not.
It's not over our head. We do it every game. It's called the game of life. Move the ball down the court, forward, ever, backward, never. And everybody do their job and take care of your man, we can run straight through the middle on a quarterback sneak.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. We have that ability. That's how great we are, that we don't even know how great we are. And if we do it for them, it's easy for us to do it for us, because we know how to do
it. Oh, absolutely. Indeed, Chairman. But you see, it's the public indoctrination centers, like what Carter G said, man, with the miseducation. You see? You know?
Yeah. You see, there's one thing that'll undo program. It's called pain.
Yeah.
Pain will make you take another look at some shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the natural order of the universe. Why do you think pain exists? It has a function. It's to make you change your motherfucking mind so that your ass will follow.
Right.
Because in life, you got two choices. You can save your face or you save your ass, but you can't do both at the same time. Choose your ass or your face. Well, I'm keeping my booty cheeks tight, Jack. And fuck what I look like. So you niggas better pull up your pants, nigga, because your ass is showing. Put the mask on and pull your pants up. Walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm talking about for real. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a case. You know what I mean? That motherfucker getting that crack of that ass, he's going to come get some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just a fucking telly time, baby. We talking about maggot brain.
And then the sad part about it is, though, is that it's at the age where insanity has become sanity and abnormality has become normal. So that's crazy.
Hey.
Real
crazy. That's what you're working with. That's what you're working with. It's always been crazy. It ain't nothing new. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fred Pesco ain't never been wrapped too tight. He was always using his feet for brakes.
Yeah.
As he rolled down the street in his motherfucking car. He put his feet out there to stop the motherfucking car. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Your development is way ahead of your motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? But that's all right, because we're going to win it, man. Anyway. We're going to win it anyway, no matter what. It is going to be over time, and that's our best friend, our time. It's bigger than the money. Because you can't buy another day when your ass is full with all the money in the world.
Mm-hmm.
When it's time to go, you're gone. Period.
Yeah.
And everybody's got to go that way. No one is going to be here forever. Ever in perpetuity.
Yep.
You got to go.
For real.
You got to be transformed. Yep. It's a revolution. Life is a revolutionary process. Everything changes.
Yep. Okay, we got our
fuck
caller.
Fuck them motherfucking cave dwellers. Fuck all them motherfuckers. Look, I'm not
talking. Dang, I thought she was asleep.
I'm not compromising no goddamn more. I'm not going to bow down to your ass. I'm not getting on my motherfucking knees. If you want to get on your knees, then you do it. I am not. The black man is God. The black woman is God. I'm not. Let them motherfucking crosses dwell where they lay. But you better not bring your motherfucking ass around here. Because when I'm looking out my door, I'm going to shoot your ass on sight. I'm going to shoot your ass on sight. And don't tell them about that shit.
Now, that's a scholar. That's an intellectual giant. I hear you, sister. Keep on getting down with that because you're right. Absolutely.
Hell yeah, because you have to understand, if you look back in history, how many times have they turned around and screwed us? Look at Hannibal. Look at Zulu. Look at what's going on. And history is what repeating itself. So in order for history to stop repeating itself, you have to what? Take a stand. Because you have to not allow it to keep on repeating. Even Trump had Christopher Columbus, and his name wasn't even Christopher. His name was Cristobal. He was from motherfucking Spain. Come on now. The navigator on the goddamn ship was a black man. And he wasn't going to damn America. The motherfucker didn't know where he was going because he was drunk. He was trying to go. The brother took him down to the sewer. Nah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, there's no, those are all facts. Yeah, he was a
drunk. Masters of our people.
That's the
fact.
How many times
the motherfucker got to tell you
that one right there is the what? That's the one. That's the attitude. That's the one. We need to get more like her. Yeah?
Or like me. All you got to do is look inside of you. You have the same thing that I'm saying in you. But until you look inside of you, you have nothing. Look at the retardation and the remedial accusation that's going on. How many times a motherfucker got to tell you the world is motherfucking wild? When the last time? Wait a minute. Did you open your eyes today? You can't see the motherfucker wild.
Come on, sister.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck y'all looking at.
That's right. Don't stop now. Keep on going. You're doing good.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell are y'all not looking at to see. It's 300, even the Masons tell you about 350 degrees, 365 degrees. A half of to 365 is what? Come on, man. And you can't see nothing around? I don't know what the last time y'all looked at, but I can tell you, I walk outside my door, I can look around, I can still see the moon. Wait a minute, is this circular motion? What the fuck? Am I on mushrooms?
Hell yeah, sister.
I don't see this motherfucker
out here. Circular motion. Yeah, it is circular motion. That's why
motion.
Why we created. Well, see, this is why you got these flat earth brain dead motherfuckers. You see what I'm saying? And this is why we created the hashtag resurrection of the mental dead. You got motherfuckers out here pissing on your head, telling you it's rain, shitting on you, telling you it's snow, and these motherfuckers is telling you that the earth is flat, starting with these goddamn coons. You see what I'm saying? And fuck all these goddamn
hell
coons.
Yeah. We got to get out of this motherfucking coon shit. We ain't no carnival. We let our ancestors didn't eat no flesh because you sitting up there, they had that movie came out there with the plane that went down and them motherfuckers eating each other. Hell no. The snow alone will give you water. Do you understand? You can survive alone without food. That's alone filling your body up with water.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Agua, you Spanish motherfuckers, agua. You don't know that motherfucker?
Okay.
You better check again when it comes down to having alkaline or anything else. You know, do you understand that you do not have to eat your brothers and sisters? But they turn around, they do rituals. If you think these cracker motherfuckers ain't out here doing rituals, you are lying. That's why they got that sex slave trade. They be taking your organs, doing rituals, and everything else, getting your pineal gland. Do you want to talk about that? You still sitting around that. And you still take your kids to the school. And you still talking about a sleeper. Hell no! Ain't no seed coming out of my body. Ain't going nowhere. Especially that I wasn't no child. That thing. Parents is motherfucking talking. And I'll tell you what. If my son was come on talking about you, that, you better get that motherfucker out of here right now. Get that little pedophile. That little orangutan out of my house. You better call your goddamn daddy, because I'm going to fuck your ass up.
That's right. That's right.
Oh,
well said.
Right, evolution.
Thank you so much.
They talking about evolution. They sit over there talking about they came from monkeys. They sitting around there talking about Bigfoot still living in the mouth. Why, goddamn, what book said that? Because I want to meet that motherfucker. Goddamn, where Bigfoot at?
Damn.
Go ahead, Susan.
I want to
hear you. Doing good. You're doing good.
Hey, yeah, I want to meet
what
you.
What they say? Well, they say that motherfucker's going somewhere around up there in the Pacific Northwest. That there's Northern California, Oregon, and Washington.
Oh, now, the only thing they're talking about, you have to understand when it comes back to our history, we are naturally tall. Look at the basketball player. We are. You have to understand that the white people always steal our shit, and they do. When they talking about Bigfoot, because that motherfucker came out with that shit about evolution coming from some animals, you have to understand with Hitler, he was telling you a long time ago that black man had tails, you ain't got no tail, and this and that. And then he came out with that movie talking about the monkeys and they taking over. It was about suppression. So you have to, sometimes you gotta turn around stuff and actually look at stuff. So when they're talking about Bigfoot, they're actually talking about us. And then where's Bigfoot at? He in the jungle. Where was we at? You know what I'm saying? Because you have certain tribes, even in certain Aboriginal tribes, they are in the jungle. And you better be mindful, because even when you're doing your meditation, them motherfucking got eyeballs out there. They will kill your ass. They will. And they motherfucking
big. That's right.
But they always try to turn shit around. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Make you think, ain't no motherfucking Bigfoot living up. What the fuck? You better watch out for them motherfucking Aboriginals.
That's right.
So, the white man always doing shit. That's what, you know what I'm saying? We have to learn ourselves. We have to appreciate our men. We have to love our men. It's not about, I know I hear black men out there say, oh, well, I can't be with a black girl. She's too demanding this. No. She wants what was given to her. And what is wrong with a black man treating a black woman like she's supposed to be treated? Because in reciprocate, I don't have to be no fucking Filipino or no motherfucking speak that lets you know that I'm submissive to you, because once you touch my body, hey, the submissiveness stops right there. Because I'm going to automatically be submissive to you. Because we, that melanin, you don't understand. See, people don't understand the power of the melanin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because once you touch me, you make me feel safe. And now I'm submissive everywhere. You ain't got to be with no motherfucking cracker. You ain't got to be with no Asian. You ain't got to be with no Spanish girl. You going to be with what? The original. But we can't get the man back to the original. Why? Because they too busy being faggots. They too busy getting some dick in their ass.
Well, tell the truth.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's right.
Not a black man want to get a dick in his ass.
Yeah, that's sad.
Well,
that's
ladies
sad
and gentlemen,
fact,
I've had a wonderful time. I thank you for the conversation. I have another meeting I have to go to. Thank you for allowing me to share. Thank you very much, sister, for sharing.
Thank you, Chairman.
And ready for the revolution.
Oh, I love you, Chairman. I do look at you. I know Nova Turner that said some stuff, and I was looking at you, but I really enjoy you. And hopefully, you know, you can do live talking and, you know, do better than that joker down there, and And I'm going to back you up 100% when you run for Congress.
I love you, sister, and thank you very much for your support. You keep me going. Thank you so much. Don't you change. You stay just as you is.
Yeah, I'm going to get married.
All right. Chairman Say, too. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're winding down here and just going to make some closing comments. And currently, as I see it here, January 12th, 2021, air date of this episode, this shit is straight fucking madness. These motherfuckers went up here, bum-rushed the U.S. Congress, pissed and shitted all over the place. Trump goes out here and sacks the ride. And then I'm seeing here, you know, that Pence is not going to invoke the 25th Amendment. So right now the Congress is up deciding if they're going to impeach this motherfucker to get rid of him. The question is, could this motherfucker be charged with any crimes for inciting a riot? Or did these people go down there and exercise, you know, the Declaration of Independence with well-regulated militia, and the people have a duty, you know, to change the motherfucker when it goes whack? So, hey, so any law scholars out there, PhDs, celebrities, hey, feel free to give us a call here. Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, 516-418-5996. You could definitely follow us on Twitter. Definitely visit our like page. Leave us a comment, suggestions, criticism. You know, we're not perfect, but dagnabbit, we try our best now. You know, yeah, we try our best, you know. So we're going to turn over here to Brother Che and let him get his closing comments on. Okay, Brother Che.
Yes, thank you for having me on, Brother Shabaka, Peace to the Queen. Awesome show tonight. I just want our family to understand none of these parties have our best interests in mind. The Democrats and Republicans ain't going to do shit for us. While these crackers is fighting each other, we need to be unifying. Period.
Exactly.
And we will win.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. Straight out facts.
Well,
you
I know you
I'm
running
saying.
For office too. Ain't you, Brother Che? Aren't you running for mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I
okay.
got your back
okay.
too. Yes. Black
yeah.
power. Black
yeah.
power.
2023.
Black power.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
all day, every day.
Oh, you got to wait for
yeah, absolutely.
Day. Hurry up.
All way. Yeah, always. Okay, Sister Anaya, what's your closing comment, sister?
Sucking the motherfucking white man's dick, and it don't stop that. Stop asking the motherfucking babies
damn.
In his ass. And my thought is go fuck the hell off, because if you, look, I just want to give a shout out to all these white supremacists that y'all taking down their motherfucking capital. Take down all of them. Take down, because you will give us less work we have to motherfucking do. Anyway, peace and love.
All right, sister. Thank you so very, very much for calling in. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, so this is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You know, definitely, you know, Google our past podcast and definitely leave us a line, you know what I'm saying, if our show could be better, you know, leave us a comment, you know, constructive criticism and what have you. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, since we mentioned Resurrection of the Mental Dead, we're going to go with our outro tonight from Brother Malcolm, excerpts from one of his infamous speeches about the House Negro.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the House Negro and the Field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the House Negro and the Field Negro. The House Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food. What he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The House Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the House Negro said, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a House Negro. if the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick."